The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You are part of our 600,000 listening level, American Muslim 360.
That's interesting.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Malik Yawm al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
American Muslim 360 is
too legit, quit.
We will never quit. American Muslim 360, your number one Muslim radio station.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
This is Mukhtar Muhammad, Executive Director for the CWSC and host of the new weekly CWSC Building the Community Life Seminar. And I'm inviting you to join me Monday mornings right here on AM360.org for a discussion designed to help communities nationwide on operational issues such as resource identification and management, organization, group decision making, structure, transparency, accountability and responsibility, and a whole lot more. This weekly seminar will air at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be inviting in periodically special guests and also inviting your comments live on air, as well as asking you to send in your comments via info@cwsc.us. You can tweet us at CWShura, Facebook us, or leave a listener comment on the CWSC comment line at 910-317-0297. Our principal seminar references will include Al-Quran, Hadith, the commentary of Imam Dr. Waqifuddin Muhammad, may Allah grant him the paradise, and the CWSC website at cwsc.us, and the text along with his blog, Genesis of New American Leadership. I look forward to hosting the seminar and having our lively discussion. Join us this Monday coming at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Assalamu alaikum.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, most merciful benefactor, most merciful redeemer. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. I bear witness there is no God save Allah alone, and nothing is worthy of worship or praise except Almighty God, Allah. Everything approaches Him as creation and a servant. And I further bear witness that Muhammad is indeed Almighty God's most humble servant and most noble and generous messenger. Nasta'inuhu nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi azza wa jal. We seek Allah for help. We turn to Him for forgiveness. We believe and we trust in Him. Mighty and sublime is He. As-salatu wa-salamu al-rasulihi kareem. And we pray the prayers and the peace upon Allah's most noble and generous messenger, Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum. Welcome to American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. And this is the broadcast of the CWSC Building the Community Life Seminar. I am your interim host, Kareem Hamid, sitting in for our beloved Mukhtar Mohammed, the executive director of the CWSC, of the Community-Wide Shura Conference. And this is a learning lab designed to help communities nationwide in the areas of leadership and its operational components, including systems design, resource identification and management, organization, group decision-making, the structure, accountability, and responsibility. Alhamdulillah, our principal resources of reference will include the Quran, the Hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the commentary of Imam Dr. Warisuddin Muhammad rahimahullah alayhi. CWSC website and the book written by Mukhtar Muhammad entitled Genesis of New American Leadership. Alhamdulillah. Unfortunately, Mukhtar Muhammad, due to fatigue from travel, will not be with us this morning, and I was asked if I would stand in for him, and I graciously accepted. And the subject matter, building the community life, that is paramount in the life of the human being, that we are to live our life in community. And I invite everyone's input on this subject matter, building the community life. I am your interim host, Kareem Hamid, and I graciously accept your input, your insights on this subject matter of building the community life. As stated earlier, we shall use references from the Quran and the Hadith and the commentary of Imam Warisuddin Muhammad. And I shall be again referencing the most valuable reference, the Quran, in approaching this subject matter. And I call your attention to the fourth surah of Quran entitled Nisa, or the women. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. With Allah's name, most merciful benefactor, most merciful redeemer. O mankind, reverence your guardian Lord, who created you from a single person, created of like nature, his mate, and from them too, scattered like seeds, countless men and women. Reverence God, through whom you demand your mutual rights, and reverence the wombs that bore you, for God ever watches over you. Alhamdulillah. In what I'm drawing from this verse, from this ayat, the importance of reverencing the wombs that bore us. After Almighty God instructs us to reverence Him, the next line in priority is reverencing the wombs that bore you. For Allah watches over you. First, there is a reverence for Almighty God. That is key. That is essential in establishing community life as structured by the priorities that Almighty God gives the community life. He says, and after reverencing Him, then reverence the wounds that bore you. And he returns back to himself, for Allah ever watches over you. Ever watches over you. So what I am suggesting in the structure of establishing community life is that the role of the female is very, very, very vital. It is essential in structuring healthy community life. Mentioning the hadith, quoting from the hadith, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, have said that paradise lies at the foot of the mother. Now, I want to make a distinction. He did not say that the foot of the mother is paradise. He says paradise lies at the foot of the mother. And if we can visualize with our mind, that would be our children, the child. And also in Quran, Almighty God mentions, he says, I hear the plea of the mother for her child. So what I'm suggesting is that in structuring the community life, the mother needs to be consulted. She needs to be at the forefront of that life, because communities are no more than individuals in a collective, and they have common interest. And it is from the voice of the mother that we hear her demands of the needs of the child. The mother pleads for her children. So she will reference the need for her child or her children. Education. She wants education for her children. She wants economic stability for her children. She wants healthy cultural life for her children. And she wants a system of government that will govern that child's life in a healthy fashion, in a healthy way. So what I'm saying is that in structuring community life, we must bring in the voice of the female. We must do that, because Almighty God has referenced her as being essential in establishing the community life. And referencing the commentary in the tafsir of Imam Wadisuddin Muhammad Rahimallah Alayhi, he has said that you do not enter paradise singularly. You enter paradise as a community. So paradise is referenced in the hadith as being at the foot of the mother, And Almighty God tells us that he hears the plea of the woman for her child, for her children. So in a lot of cases, males have been in the forefront of trying to structure our community life. Now, that you know, I applaud their efforts, but they need to consult with the mothers. They need to at the forefront, seated at that table of leadership for establishing the community life, there must be mothers and women and females seated there, for their demands, what they are asking for, are the essentials for community life, for community life. And we know that Almighty God says to us that males are the protectors and the maintainer of the female. The male is the maintainer and the protector and the maintainer of the female. So the female will reference what her demands for her children. She will reference the needs of her child. And the male should take note of that. And he is to provide the essentials. He should answer the call of the female that pleads for the needs of her children. Of her children. She's not asking the needs for herself. The conscious, healthy mother, God-conscious mother, will reference and demand the needs for her child and her children. These are very simple. They are very simplistic applications. It should not be complicated. It should not be complicated. But we must bring women to the fore of the leadership of structuring community life. She is the womb that bore us, and paradise, the community, gets its birth at the foot of the female. That is where paradise lies, and that is community life. Whatever the demand is that one woman makes for her child, that you will hear that echoed from other conscious, God-fearing mothers and females, period, and period. So it is a job of the male, to provide her the necessary needs for her child and for her children. You know, there's a business model that I have become acquainted with. And it is I have my notes here. It is the social business model. The social business model. A business that is constructed solely to finance and meet the social needs of a community. Its purpose for establishing that business model is, its purpose is not for individual profit sake. It is established to meet the social needs of the community of which the men and women are a part of. So I reference in structuring, in building the community life, we need to hear the voice of mother. We need to hear her concerns. Because the conscious woman, her concerns is not for herself. It is for her child or her children. And even women that do not bear children, some women are barren, but Almighty God had placed within them that nurturing ingredient, that female nature, the female nature that is a guardian, a caretaker over the precious life that needs nurturing, that needs evolving. She may not have children herself, but Almighty God has instilled in the female that special ingredient. Allah says the male is not like the female, and the female is not like the male. So there is a distinction in their sentiments, in their emotions, in their thinking, in their goals. There's a difference. And at the head of building community life, we need to consult the mothers. We need to consult the women. And you will hear that what they ask of us, if we provide those needs for her children, then we will be establishing community life. That's my perspective on that. And I'm drawing from Quran, I'm drawing from the Hadith, and the commentary of Imam Waris-ud-Din Muhammad, that we go to the paradise as a community. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that paradise lies at the foot of the mother. So making that connection with paradise and that which lies at the foot of the mother is the needs and the nurturing of the child. When we get that and we structure that, then we are establishing community life. Because paradise lies at the foot of the mother. Not that the foot is paradise. It's what lies at her foot, and that is her children. I want to pause now for a few brief public service announcements, and I invite your commentary on what has been presented so far on Building Community Life Seminar. Alhamdulillah, you're listening to American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, and this is the broadcast, CWSC, Building the Community Life Seminar. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while. God willing, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Dr. Askia Muhammad. And I want to talk to you about something that strikes at the very core of our family and community life. It's something that can stay hidden in homes and in communities for years, regardless of faith or religion or socioeconomic status. I want to talk to you about domestic abuse, violence against women in general, as well as the broader underlying issue of respect for women that the Me Too movement addresses, and that helped us to see an even deeper and systematic long-standing disrespect of women at many levels of our society, from the stockroom to the boardroom. To see real change, though, and to help move these injustices out of the dark and into the light, we're going to need you and me, or a We Too movement, in which we say no more. We must also be willing to admit that the problem can exist even in your or my community. So talk to your imam and other counselors. Hold workshops in your community. Invite experts to learn more and talk about it in individual conversation. We want respect for our mothers, wives, daughters, sisters, and all the women in our society. And that means equal protection and equal respect for their intellect, their work, and their total person. So what are you willing to do? A public service message from the CWSC and AM 360.
Inshallah, when I grow up, I'm going to join CWSC. I'm going to help remake the world for you and me. I'm going to be part of MCNRD and contribute my talent, my expertise. I'm going to apply for a CWSC scholarship someday in honor of a pioneer. I pray I grew up to be a leader, a strong woman, courageous with no fear. But until that day, I need you to stand in my place and be part of the group intellect until I can join the race. Visit cwsc.us because together we can remake the world.
Greetings, this is Priscilla Lukta of the University of Islam and Clara Muhammad School National Alumni Association. We support CWSC and AM360 because of their support of our group intellect. From the Model Communities National Resource Directory and Speakers Bureau to American Muslim 360 Broadcasting and more. Join in helping to build our national intelligentsia. If not me and you, then who? Visit CWSC.us today to make your tax-deductible gift at 910-317-0297. Thank you.
And we are back. You're listening to Building the Community Life Seminar. I am your host, Kareem Hamid, sitting in for Mukhtar Muhammad this morning. And I have given references from the Quran concerning the structuring of the community life, that which should be sacredly regarded, it is Almighty God, and the wombs that bore us. I have referred to the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that paradise lies at the foot of the mother. And I have used the tafsir of Imam Waqifuddin Muhammad, that a paradise, that we enter paradise, not singularly, but as a community. So the reference of paradise lying at the foot of the mother is, I believe, very, very key for us establishing community life. We must hear from the demands of the mother concerning her child and her children. And if we meet those needs, then and only then will we truly be establishing community life. Community life. Community is that which will nurture its young and move its young forward in the life of human beings with a common interest. And that common interest should be providing the needs of our children, of our youth, of those that are coming behind us. That is the function, that is the purpose of community life. I invite you to press 1 on your phone if you have any commentary that you would like to add to what I have presented so far this morning. Okay, we have no takers on such a very important issue. I would have thought that someone would press 1 on their phone, but we shall move forward. I shall give further references, further structural instructions. You know, after having completed the Hajj this year, praise be to Almighty God, I shall use the reference of the sacred house in Mecca, the Kaaba. The home, is where the first social order is constructed. That is, the first community is our home, our living environment. And we know that the woman, that is her domain. That is her domain. Let me say that again. The home is the woman's domain. She is the ruler there. Although men are heads of household and they have an overarching, praise be to Allah, an overarching responsibility as protector and caretaker, but the home is where the first society is developed. It is the home. And the Kaaba is emblematic of the first social order, the house, the sacred house, the sacred house. And we know when we go on Hajj, the men are to remove their cultural clothing, and they wear the ikram, that is one piece of cloth that covers their breast or their chest area, and another cloth that covers their loins. All men remove their cultural dress, and they wear the ceremonial garb for the Hajj. But another sign from Allah, a female can still wear her cultural garb. She can wear her clothing. Why? We need to ask ourselves why. Because no matter from whence, from wherever the female comes from, they have the same sacred regard. They have the same sacred responsibility for the home life, for the house, the first social order. It is men, I say this with no hesitation, men have got in the way of that, and tried to order and structure the household themselves. And we must admit, due to the evidence, stark evidence, great mistakes have been made. We must surrender the authority back to the mother, the female, the queen, praise be to Allah, of the household. We have someone on the line, and I want to open up the line. Remember, this is building the community life seminar. Assalamu alaikum, Bilal.
Wa alaikum assalam, praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. But I mean, I was about to come with something. You brought the fact that that man and his position, you know. And I see that picture right now with the little baby on the floor. And I see the sister there, and she reading the book. But see, when I looked at that, I want to see man standing up there. Okay? Because for the woman to be in that position, to teach the child, man had to put that woman in a position for she'll be able to do this. So what it is, I think we should have a role. We need to talk a little bit more about the man role, you see, and the woman role and the growth of the family. Because it's family like that really be able to structure the community. So we have to take time out for men in general to be in a position to what take care of families. You know, we can't play around with community life, and that's what we do when man is not in a position where he can handle family. You know, and once we be able to identify that structure, maybe that we might have to come to a different way of examining the growth of man. For many times, the man would be giving up. You know, and he wouldn't be encouraged by the woman. He'd be beat down. You know, where you been at? Come on, you tell me you can't find out what you doing getting married. And see what happens, like a nail in the coffin, you see. And so men have a tendency to give up. But see, that has a lot to do with faith. We have to learn how to construct your faith within our communities, you see. We have to really go to each other. I say, look, bro, you know, what's going on? I see you around here, but you ain't working, bro. and actually question in order to see, can we do something to get the better functional so he can go right on and put himself in a position to get married? So we say we're going to premise right now that man taking care of his responsibility and the sister dating a child is being taught. You did an excellent job with that. You see? See, the baby is observing things, but with his observation, he also have guidance because the woman right there let them know things. You know, don't touch this, don't do this, don't do that. And so the child, the baby, begin to learn certain things. See, a baby can be something that we don't understand, but or maybe don't understand us neither. But that can't stop us from doing what our responsibility is. And see, I like that word that now I'm hearing a little bit of it, the rights. You see, the rights of the woman, the rights of the man, you know, and the baby had rights too. So, you just got to be kind of like a collective effort from the man and the woman to go right on and make sure that before they even get to the point of pregnancy, the fact that, look, we have a responsibility in this. And let's see where we at. So, In the concept of trying to get married, you know, certain things got to be taken into consideration. You know, if you can't get along, you can't get along. But if you can work through some things, then maybe be at least be in a position to really function as a marriage in order to the fact that before we even have children, we should know how to get along with each other. So we thank you to Allah for your program too, brother. You have Allah bless you, brother. It's some serious program, Hamid, and I lived off of the tafsirs of Imam Walter D. Muhammad. That's what I had while I was out there dealing with another different culture, saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah also. And so, but I kept Imam Muhammad there, and I had great respect for the work of Imam Walter D. Muhammad. See, it's for the work. Not just for his words, but for the work that he put in. So we can examine things in this world and see how we're going to structure life and just go ahead on and do it. You know, call on Allah and make those efforts. And believe me, success will come. Because Allah have already put that in us to be successful. And we need to just kind of like concern ourselves with each other. Be more of a watcher. When you're in the community, watch things. And you can be able to see different things that are necessary for the ummah, or, you know, to come up and be functional. You see, and these different things that is lacking, we have to really begin to address in a good manner. You see, it might come out to be now we have to have talim. Talim is essential because we're not knowing. You know, we structure our talim in a way that the community that's in that talim, they can go in and pull something, extract something for that to grow as individual and keep their focus on family life. Because that's a dangerous thing that we play when with the urges of the strong urges of the sex, that we don't go in on out there and use the protection that Allah gave us, and that protection is not the condom. The protection is the respect and love for Allah and to do the right thing. So this has to be constantly drilled into the individual. Get the sex out of the way, because sex will kill you and destroy your function because of the fact that you're not going to do it right. Once it's done right, but it has to be on a matrimony. So a lot of things boil down reality to the fact that we have to be obedient. We really have to be obedient. And we have to always call on Allah for strength. We can't keep on living the same thing that take us away a little bit. Constantly allowing that thing to produce something crazy inside our mind. You see, we have to stay in the book of Allah. We have the Quran. We need to be reading and find out how to execute what we've read and get it done. You can, if it's your life on the line, your life on the line. And you have to look at that. That's what's going on. It's lack of understanding. I look at lack of understanding as being a lack to have the faith and trust in the information that you're getting. You see, and put that information on the microscope. And the Quran is a microscope. usually look and see what's going on with this. Calling on Allah, seek the aid, and work towards, as single people, we work towards that marriage unit because it's so essential. Well, praise be to Allah. I'm glad that you're here, brother. And, and I was listening to you, and I had to kind of like get my thoughts in order if I just would say something, because I know it's very essential that we be careful about what we say, you know, with each other and to each other. So praise be to Allah for that. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Thank you, Bilal, for your commentary. Praise be to Allah. And I definitely agree with you. There must be an agreement. We must come together. But at the head of that, Allah begins the ayah in the fourth surah, Nisa. O mankind, reverence your guardian Lord who created you from a single person. That is the key.
Yes,
that is the governing factor of our lives.
Yes.
And we're not moved by competing. You know, the shaitan have injected aberrant competition between the male and female. But they are to work as one unit. One unit, not opposing each other. But that can only be done when we reference Quran. Allah says, O mankind, reverence your guardian Lord who created you from a single person. From a single person. Not in opposition to each other. And if we operate in the functions, in the utilization of what Almighty God has placed within that unit, then we will have a healthy, viable community. But that is key. First, reverence your guardian Lord and come as one unit. Come as one soul. Act as one soul. Act as one soul. So I thank you for that. And let me say, we know the obstructions that may be placed in front of the male. But I challenge him, like any other male, overcome the obstacle. Overcome the obstacle. We do not want to be wards of the state, whereby the government is taking care of us, our wives and our children.
Right.
You can overcome that. That is not a problem. That is an opportunity for man to use his brilliant mind and his strong muscles to organize as men and remove us from being wards of the state. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you, man. You really started to spark something in me. Right. Thank you, my brother. We have Muhammad Sharif. Assalamu alaikum, Muhammad Sharif. Welcome to Building the Community Life Seminar.
Yeah, wa alaikum assalam, Imam Kareem.
Right.
Okay, I guess didn't kind of lapse, fell back for a minute there in our language. I know you see the same about Queen. You know, I think we kind of went back to Nish Islam.
Of Islam, my brother Muhammad Sharif. I can speak for my own intentions, and from what I'm drawing from. I was not drawing from the Nation of Islam. No, I was referencing the high honor and esteemed position of the mother, of the female and the mother. That was my reference point for using that language. And the Nation of Islam never crossed my mind.
You let me finish what I was getting together to say, you know. Okay?
Go ahead, my brother. Yes, sir.
What I was saying was, I was saying that because we never used that language from the time Imam Muhammad came to leadership. He didn't use it. None of our leaders used it. No sisters used it. Nobody said queen. In 33 years, well, 30, in the years since the man has passed, over 10 years now, that language has never came up until you said this morning, queen. So that's why I thought I'd bring that to our attention. I understand what you're saying about putting her on that high level of Allah has already put her there. She's the first mother, first teacher. We understand all of that. I'm just saying we don't want to, if you understand what I'm saying, we don't want to even say queen. Even the sisters never refer to themselves as queen. We never went back to that. So that's why I'm making that caution.
Thank you, Muhammad Sharif. Thank you. And I am grateful to have the distinction of having been the first one the first to use that reference of queen. I mean that in a very, 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 very positive way, not in a negative, but you all have given me, and I'm grateful to hold the distinction of being the first person to use that honorable terminology in reference to the mother, the female, our sisters, our aunts. I'm grateful for I do not take that word back, and it is, and I pray that it is accepted in the spirit in which it is given. It is with honor and great esteem that I use the word queen. Yes, sir. Thank you for giving me that distinction.
I don't think you want that distinction. You're going against 33 and plus years of leadership. I don't think you want that extension, Imam Kareem. I would, you probably may say,
you know,
well, I think I'll take that back. I won't go there.
On such a very important topic as building our community life, Muhammad Sharif, you know, I'm quite sure everyone knows that I mean well. And I believe that you mean well, but we shouldn't get caught up in semantics in addressing something that we vitally need. We are at critical mass now. It is critical now that we establish community life. Our families are torn up. Our women are disrespected. Our men have surrendered their responsibility. In order to move this process forward, I'll just say that I meant well. That's all. Now we shouldn't even be into such conversation right now on semantics when we are addressing a vital, critical human need, and that is to have community life, community, and the importance and the esteem in which Almighty God has said that we should reverence the wombs that bore us, the esteem that the female is given, in that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that paradise lies at the foot of the female, you know.
But not so, the queen,
so
not
I'm,
queen,
I'm,
but not queen, but Imam
yes,
Kareem, not queen.
I'm grateful for your concern. Believe you me, I have took note of that. And I'm quite sure everyone else have took note of your concerns, my brother. And believe you me, I know my intention, and I'm quite sure everyone else does too. So I thank you for your contribution this morning on building the Community Life Seminar. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Almighty God. So I once again point to the Quran from the fourth surah. O mankind, reverence your guardian Lord who created you from a single person, created of like nature, his mate, and from them too, scattered like seed, countless men and women. Reverence God, through whom you demand your mutual rights, and reverence the wombs that bore you, for God ever watches over you. So Almighty God has given us a structure and priority as how to construct our community life, where we must begin. And that beginning is first having a regard, a sacred regard for Almighty God who created us. If Allah is the creator, then he has the right to command, to command. He knows us better than we know ourselves. So he created us, and to him is the right to give the instruction. So I'm drawing from that. If in order to build community life, we must come together, alhamdulillah, as one single person. Allah says, reverence your God and Lord who created you from a single person. From a not opposing each other, the male and female. And as one single person and of like nature, Allah has made the mate of the soul. And from that soul, scattered like seeds, potential for further growth, potential for further upward mobility in the life of the human being, countless men and women. But we will not do it unless we first reverence God, through whom you demand your mutual rights. Mutual rights. The rights may not be one in the same. There are different functions for the female than the male. There's a different function for the male opposite the female. But they work in tandem with each other. They work in agreement with each other. So in order to build the community life, we must begin where it begins. First having a sacred regard and accountability to he who created us. And we come together, male and female, upon that reverential accountability, on that sacred regard, that sacred consciousness of Almighty God. That's paramount. If we don't have that, then nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. See? So, from the hadith, that paradise lies at the foot of the mother, at the foot of the mother. And we hear the word paradise. And it's from the tafsir of Imam Wasuddin Muhammad, he has said that we do not go into paradise as a single person. We enter paradise as a community. And Almighty God says in the Quran, he hears the plea of the woman. concerning her child. So there is a plea. There is an asking. There is a demanding coming from the female, coming from mother, in regards to the needs of her children, of her children. And the male is the maintainer and the protector of females. So I'm referenced a business model that's a social business model, a social business model. A business established solely to finance the needs of the children. Solely for that. And men come together on that basis, men and women, let me praise be to Allah, on that basis of establishing the needs of our children. That's the nucleus of building community life. But we must hear the voice of the mother in the forefront of that discussion, of that conversation. God has placed it on her heart to reference the needs of her child and her children. And it is the responsibility of males to protect the wombs that bore us, protect them, and to maintain the wombs that bore us, to protect and maintain, that we, using our brilliant minds, our strong muscles, to provide the material sustenance, the financial needs and the material sustenance to provide for those areas of life that the female demands for her children. Very simple formula. It's not that complicated. But you must first have a sacred regard for your Lord and see ourselves as one soul. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum, Erico 321917. I have about 1 minute of airtime left.
Okay, Shukran, thank you, Imam Kareem. Just may want to make a brief comment on the ayat you are reading from the Quran, Imam Delacy, Umar, Melbourne, Florida.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Yes, sir. Just to mention how in that particular verse, that's a very famous verse read in the khutbahs around the world, how Allah mentions himself as the creator of mankind. Yeah, you are an ass. Or you people, or you human beings. So this is an address to the general community. It's not a specific religion or anything. It's an address to the entire humanity. So just wanted to mention that, and just to remind us of how powerful that verse is in terms of collectivity and unity of the human family. Thank you. Thank you. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. You are definitely correct. The Quran was not just revealed to Muslims. It is revealed to the whole of mankind. Praise be to Allah. The Prophet Muhammad is a mercy to the world. Praise be to Allah. So what Almighty God is structuring here is what he is structuring for the whole of mankind. This is a very sound foundation upon which man should establish community life. Alhamdulillah. So we have come to the end of our broadcast. Building the Community Life Seminar. And inshallah, next week at this same time, the scheduled host, Mukhtar Muhammad, inshallah, shall be present to host CWSC Building the Community Life Seminar. Praise be to Almighty God. This has been you've been listening to American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, and this is the broadcast of, hold on one moment, okay, of building the, oh, wait a minute, whoa, one moment, please. Okay, now let me, I'm keying something up. Yes, yes, I want to go out in style. Praise be to Allah. So, alhamdulillah, we came to you this morning with the greetings of peace. We leave you this morning with the greetings of peace, the peace that only Almighty God can give. And I pray that anything that I have said that was in error is from me. Anything of good is from Almighty God, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly praised be He. So we came to you with the greetings of peace. We leave you with the greetings of peace in Quranic Arabic language of Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May we purify. May the peace and blessings of God be upon you and upon us all. May we purify our intentions and remember to keep our hearts right. Assalamu alaikum.
your heart.
Assalamu alaikum.